And West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330, FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica High School's 2025 valedictorian Ava Smith telling fellow graduates during Wednesday's commencement ceremony, having failures is human, and having failures make the victories so much sweeter.
Life is not about making sure everyone around you thinks that you're good enough. Life is about taking risks and not being scared to fail if it means you get to improve and try again. Life is about being yourself and being unapologetic about that. I encourage all of you to look beyond the safe options and put yourself out there. There will be things that don't go your way. It is inevitable. But what really counts is how you react to them. You are worth more than a singular failure at one point in your life. So don't limit yourself by being scared of failing once or twice.
Smith will be attending Clemson University and majoring in environmental resource management. Mount Zion High School's 2025 valedictorian Hannah Green saying goodbye to fellow graduates during Wednesday's commencement ceremony and encouraging them all to make a difference.
While you may not be able to change the whole world, you can still make a positive difference through small acts of kindness. Even when faced with overwhelming obstacles, we all have the potential to make the world a better place.
Green will be attending the University of Georgia and majoring in graphic design. The National Weather Service has confirmed a tornado traveled through East Alabama Tuesday night. According to NWS, an EF1 struck in Cleburne County, with winds reaching up to 95 miles per hour. Officials say the Cleburne County tornado began northwest of Ranburn at 12:25 a.m. Tornado traveled for 2 miles before lifting. The tornado destroyed half of an old barn with a large portion of the barn landing on a home about 30 yards downstream. Debris from the barn was also found hundreds of yards away in an adjoining pasture before snapping and uprooting trees as he crossed County Roads 67, 611, and 95, according to NWS. The Carroll County Tax Commissioner's Office has received multiple reports from residents who were sent fraudulent text messages claiming their property is scheduled for auction. These messages often offer help and claim there's a way to get paid with no cost or cooperation from other heirs, but this is a scam. County officials advising that the Tax Commissioner's Office will never contact you by text message about your property. Official tax sale information is posted online at CarrollCountyGATax.com. Officials do say that an authorized tax sale vendor may contact individuals by phone prior to a sale to discuss potential payment arrangements, but they will never text you or ask for sensitive information via text. If you do receive one of these suspicious messages, you're encouraged not to respond. Do not share personal or property information and report it to the proper authorities. The scams are targeting vulnerable property owners, especially estates, and may result in unauthorized claims or loss of property ownership. Harrelson County's Marshal this week discussing with the Board of Commissioners the option of nuisance abatement in effort to address a number of blighted properties and illegal dumping sites that negatively impact the community.
Well, there are several properties, 3 to 4 in this county, that we have kind of reached the end of our limitations in magistrate court. We have cited these people time and time again. We've placed them upon probation. We've even placed them in jail, which is really a last resort. And there's just several people. It's generational. It's a mindset. Nothing's happening. So really our next step is that we need to abate the nuisance, because obviously it's not going to take care of itself. And I feel like if we can go ahead and kind of set a precedent here in Harrelson County that we're not going to tolerate that, I think it's going to cut down on some of the other long-term effects of other properties that may be doing the same thing.
Harrelson County Marshal Drew Fowler.
Unfortunately, there's a criminal element along with these properties. A lot of our really bad properties here, they're evading law enforcement, right? These guys will run out of the back of the house when they see me, barefoot and all, because they try to avoid me as much as they can. I will tell you, they will come out later on at night. Some of our neighbors here have caught them looking in car windows, house windows, in their lawn at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're scared to death. So there's other elements that go along just beyond the nuisance of, you know, an eyesore.
And if the county does choose to go the nuisance abatement route, they could consider civil action, such as placing a lien on the property, or criminal action before removing the nuisance themselves or paying an outside company to do it, which can include repairs, demolition, and other measures. The Georgia Department of Labor announcing on Thursday that the unemployment rate declined in every regional commission across Georgia in the month of April. Both the Northwest Georgia region and Three Rivers region down 6/10 to 2.9% over the month. However, the labor force dropped in both regions approximately 2,000 people each. Number of employed was up 540 over the month in Northwest Georgia, but down 453 over the month in the Three Rivers region. Initial unemployment claims were up in both regions. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com websites, and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.